Hello, I'm Leonard Slatkin.
And I'm Edgar Meyer. Welcome to American Encores with the Nashville Symphony. American Encores is the Nashville Symphony's radio showcase for American music that deserves a second hearing. Each week, Leonard and I will be listening to music and talking with the composers, not just about their music, but about themselves. And the centerpiece of each program will be a performance by the Nashville Symphony in their new home, the Schermerhorn Symphony Center.
This podcast is a preview of our next show, when our guest will be Michael Daugherty. Michael's music springs from his fascination with the icons of American culture, as well as his own multifaceted musical background.
Michael described for us the variety of influences he encountered in his studies.
Then after Nortez's, I moved to New York, 1979, and here I was studying, you know, with someone like a Charles Warnin, learning 12-tone music, you know. So, and just being in the city was amazing. Then after I graduated from Manhattan, I ended up being an usher at Carnegie Hall. And during that time, I was able to hear all these great orchestras play. You know, the Berlin Philharmonic with von Karajan and Heintick with the Concert de Bau and Horowitz's last concert, Frank Sinatra, one of his last concerts, you know, all these amazing shows. I also played piano for dance groups and so forth. But Pierre Boulez was conducting the New York Philharmonic at the time, and that was an amazing time. So I would go to rehearsals, and back in those days, you could just walk in. So I would go in, and there'd be, you know, Elliot Carter there, or, gee, I don't know, Berio or whoever would be there. They'd be doing a world premiere, and I would just go and sit next or near the composer and say, is it all right if I sit with you and file the score? Yeah, come on in. And that's something that I started doing, and I still do today, is I like to go to concerts. I like to meet composers and talk to them, and I like to collaborate in a sense that I like to go to a performance and talk to the composer, get to know them. I think that comes from the 60s, again. And it was a very interesting time. And so Pierre Boulez was starting this new place called IRCOM, which was going to be this computer music center in Paris. And everybody was talking about it. Let's go to IRCOM, you know. That's like going to be the happening place, you know. So I knew how to speak French. So I was able to get a Fulbright and get over to Paris and ended up spending a year at IRCOM. You know, I had no idea what I was doing over there for the computer music, you know. But anyways, you know, I was still hanging out at the place, you know, trying to figure out this computer stuff, which I, you know, was impossible. But there were all these composers hanging out, and from Europe, many who become quite well known right now, but they were all young. But I remember being thrown into this modernist circle where everybody hated American music, you know. And, you know, melodies, forget it, you know, major chords, forget it. And like in this piano concerto, you hear I'm using melodies, I use major chords, all the things you were not supposed to do, you know. Right. So that was interesting to basically hear that everything I'd grown up with was wrong, you know. No steady rhythms, no melodies, you know, whatever. So everything I did was wrong. And so then I was there, then I went back and I studied at Yale for a while. And that's when Jacob Druckmann was there, and he was somebody who was very eclectic and interested in different kinds of musics, which was good. But then what really made the difference for me was going back to Europe and working with Giorgi Ligeti for a couple of years. And what was great about him, he was open to anything, you know. And I had worked with Gil Evans for 2 years as an assistant, the great jazz arranger, and he needed some help. And so through a friend of his, I was able to go work with him for nothing, but I said, fine, I'll just hang out with Gil Evans, you know. Man. Right. And he would play things on the piano for me, like, check out these chords, you know. Like, I like this chord or whatever, or I like this kind of orchestration. Here was somebody who used his ears and was intuitive, and that's something, you know, I began at the time, I didn't really have confidence in just being intuitive, you know, because everything was so rigorously structured. That's how the world was back then, composing, you know. He had to have this intellectual process all the time. Everything had to be that way. But things were starting to break down a little bit. Then I was working with Ligeti. Even though he's a highly structured kind of guy, he still is open to different kinds of ways to do it and different kinds of things you can use to structure. So if, like, you can use a rock rhythm, that's cool, right, you know, kind of thing. So I think that gave me more confidence to do what I wanted to do. And then finally when I said, you know, I think in 1982, I said, I think I'm going to go back to the States now and write. He says, okay, now you're ready to write. You know, it was like, in other words, once I was ready to leave, he said, okay, now you're ready to go. But he said, remember one thing. The music you write, chances are that your teachers you work with won't like it. So just get ready to accept that. But he really write what you want to write. Just remember that. I said, okay, I still remember that now.
We're talking with Michael Daugherty, our guest on the next episode of American Encores. While he occasionally draws inspiration from some of the more outrageous aspects of pop culture, Michael also has a strong practical side.
Well, you know, I think I'm a very practical person because I grew up in Iowa, and my father, you know, grew up he grew up on the farm, you know. So even though we lived in the city, my dad was a very practical guy. I mean, we always bought everything secondhand. We always bought used cars, you know, but my dad was a very practical guy. Well, what I try to do is I think, okay, what do I want to do? And then what's practical? And then I try to find a compromise between those two. I mean, you know, it's funny. It's like being a composer. You could say, okay, I want to reseat the orchestra. So I'm going to, you know, I'm going to put the cellos over here, and I'm going to, in other words, let's take a piece like by Berio. Frequently, he'll reseat the orchestra in a very complex way, which is fine, and you can do that like in Europe when you got the radio houses and all that kind of thing, you know, where you got oodles of stage time and the union's not the big problem and all that sort of thing. But in the States, as you know, it's going to be a lot harder to do that. Oh. So, okay, if that's hard to do it, then what's another way you could do it but still keep the orchestra sitting in the normal position? You know, maybe you could do it with orchestration in some way. So I try to do that when I'm writing. In fact, frequently when somebody's recording me, they say, wow, this sounds like you're thinking about the recording when you're writing. I say, yes, I do, because I frequently put the percussion in stereo. Mm-hmm. I'll think about, as I'm writing, like stereo spread, and I'll think about, like, as if you're recording the piece, pinpointing certain parts of the orchestra so that the sound moves around the sound space.
Let's hear a little of our featured piece. This is the opening of Deus Ex Machina for piano and orchestra. Terrence Wilson is the pianist, and Giancarlo Guerrero conducts the Nashville Symphony.
That's the opening of Michael Darty's Deus Ex Machina. The pianist is Terrence Wilson, and Giancarlo Guerrero conducts the Nashville Symphony. You can hear this piece complete in the next episode of American Encores.
Leonard and I are glad you've joined us for American Encores. We've already heard from Augusta Reed Thomas, Stephen Paulus, and many others. And we want to hear from you. Tell us what you think. Ask us questions. Tell us about composers and music that you think deserve a second hearing. Just send an email to americanencores@nashvillesymphony.org.
American Encores is a production of the Nashville Symphony. Richard Dyer is our associate producer. Our recording engineer is John Hill, with Kevin Edlin and Steve Simpson. We also received technical assistance from Ricardo Schultz. Post-production is by Sound Mirror, Boston. Our producer is Blanton Alspaugh. My co-host is Edgar Meyer, and I'm Leonard Slatkin. American Encores is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts and is distributed by the WFMT Radio Network.